Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While still behind the curve in some areas, our state continues to make progress in competing with the rest of the country for high-wage jobs, especially in the aerospace and automotive sectors. With plenty of work still to do, our next guest's organization stays right in the thick of it. Preston Grisham is director of TechSC, an initiative of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness in Columbia, and today he's in our studio. Preston, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us about the council, first of all.
Absolutely. Well, the council was formed in 2004. It's a nonprofit, business-led nonprofit organization. Its goal is to drive South Carolina's long-term economic growth. And they do that in three primary ways, focusing on actionable research, support of our industry clusters, and also focusing on education and workforce development.
Clusters, initiatives all around the state.
Absolutely. Clusters that already exist are our South Carolina Aerospace Cluster, our South Carolina Logistics Cluster, and Transform SC. So working with industries and companies that exist across the state to make sure that we remain competitive in a global economy, as well as trying to recruit businesses, international folks to come and do business here in South Carolina, and making sure that the environment in South Carolina is conducive for those companies to locate here.
And tell us about your initiative, TechSC.
TechSC is really focused on working with our technology companies, and also we like to say companies with technology employees, because this day and age, everybody's in the technology space. What we really are is serving as that unified voice for the technology industry, making sure that our companies have the workforce development needs to fill the jobs of today and of the future. We're also looking at that long-term talent pipeline, that K-12 STEM education, getting students involved in computer programming and network and IT and cybersecurity, and also looking broadly at our state's digital infrastructure. So what are we doing to make sure that our rural communities have high-speed broadband internet connectivity, looking at the future with 5G small cell technology in the state and how we can roll those out, not only to help our state in an economic development standpoint, but also, you know, from a tourism standpoint.
And where is South Carolina right now in some of these areas that you just mentioned?
Well, it's interesting. So over the last couple of years, we've seen some incredible growth here in South Carolina, especially around tech occupation jobs. Over the past 2 or 3 years, South Carolina has ranked in the top 10 in tech occupation job growth. We have our universities across the state. Our two-year technical colleges have really ramped up a number of programs. And as a result of that, we've seen a number of companies growing their business here in South Carolina.
What are some of the top things that these high-wage technology companies are looking for when they are looking at South Carolina?
So making sure when they locate here, they have the employees, the trained skill workers that they need to perform, whether it be coding jobs, the IT networking jobs that run, you know, not only these technology companies, but your hospital systems, financial institutions, all rely heavily on technology-focused skilled workers. And we also see that across the state in advanced manufacturing. A lot of those floors in these manufacturing facilities are high-tech institutions.
What are some of the top action items you're working on right now?
One of the biggest things we're working on is trying to get an inventory of the education programs that exist across the state for training our current workforce and future workforce needs. So looking at the four-year universities, technical college system, coding academies, to really understand what programs are out there for folks that want to get into a technology career, and then also working with our existing industry folks to identify where we need programs to train that future workforce so we can kind of close that gap between what the existing industry is looking for and what our educational opportunities in South Carolina are providing today.
And of course, I guess part of being competitive is to be able to attract these talented workers from other states.
Absolutely. And we're very fortunate here in South Carolina. We've got communities here in the Midlands, in the Lowcountry, in the Upstate that are very attractive. Every state in the country is looking to attract the same workers. We're looking at over 1 million IT workers across the country that we need to fill the current gap, and that number is just growing up to about 1.4 million by 2024. So everyone's trying hard to lure that workforce to their state. So it's going to be incumbent upon us and what we're doing, working with our industry partners, our academic partners, our government partners, to make sure South Carolina stays at the forefront.
Well, Preston, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Mike, thanks so much for the opportunity. I appreciate this.
Preston Grisham is director of TechSC, an initiative of the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness in Columbia. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.